Hello everyone, this is Jonathan Little. I'm here today with the 19th week of weeklypokerhand.com, where today I'm going to be going over a hand I played recently in a $50 online tournament. As you can see, we pick up Ace-5 offsuit on the button and we elect to open raise. I think this is pretty standard. I don't really see any reason to fold or do anything else here. If either player re-raises us, we're just going to get out of the way. Given that there are large antes, I like to make it 180. I would actually prefer a raise of about 140 or so. I think that would accomplish the same thing. It would give us fold equity while still allowing us to get away cheaply. But the big blind calls, which is fine. And we flop trips. It comes ace-4. We have ace-5. And right here, I think we definitely need to bet with our entire range. This is a spot where if our opponent has basically any sort of pair, or maybe even like king high, he's going to call. And some players will even call here with stuff like 9-8, just trying to find a pair that they think is good. So I think betting here is pretty mandatory. But you generally want to make a small bet here, something that your opponent can call. You don't want to make a bet like 400, because then your opponent's going to fold everything. So we bet 240. I think this might even be a touch large, but if it is, it's not very much large. Or it's not too large. The turn's a 3, and at this point, notice our opponent only has a pot-sized bet left. He has 875 chips left, and there's already 915 chips in the pot. If I bet large here, my opponent, or well, if I bet large, it's going to be like, it's going to put my opponent all in, and he's going to fold everything besides an ace or something like a decent pair, which is pretty unlikely because he just called preflop. So I think shoving here doesn't really do us much good because our opponent's only going to call us when I am in bad shape, which is sort of interesting sitting here with a three of a kind thinking, okay, if I bet here, I'm only going to get called when I'm beat. But I think that's absolutely true in this spot, unless our opponent's just a huge calling station. So I think a much better play here is to check it back and let your opponent catch up somehow, or allow him to bluff and make him think he has the best hand with, like, pocket fives or something. Also, you know, you do want to let him catch up with, like, those 9-8 type hands that he may have called with, or you want to give him the opportunity to bluff. So I think this is an excellent spot to check back for all of those reasons. The river's a jack, and our opponent now bets 300. And I do not think this bet is indicative of an ace at all. I think at the mid-state games, this is going to be a bet with something like one of those small pairs, like 6s-7s, maybe somehow a jack, like if he had jack 10, maybe king jack makes sense. It may even be a bet with like king queen, but I do not think this is going to be an ace very often at all. And I definitely don't think a flush is going to be a big part of his range either, especially since we have the ace of diamonds. So I'm not too sure we're going to get called if we do shove by too many worse hands, but I think my opponent's range is actually all worse hands. So even if he only calls like 2% of the time, when I shove, it's still going to be a profitable play because he, like, virtually never has me beat. So I think shoving here is very good and very standard. And my opponent does look me up with king-jack, and we win a nice pot. And I think, obviously, the king-jack absolutely butchered the hand. If we go all the way back to preflop, this what he should have done is preflop, he should have just went all in. I think that would have been a very profitable play for him. I would have folded my ace-5, and he would have won a little pot. Instead, he ended up calling the flop with nothing and getting himself in a lot of trouble. I'll actually analyze my opponent's play in depth in part 2 of this episode. For those that don't know, every episode I look at my hand from my point of view, then I look at the hand from my opponent's point of view. And it's always good to analyze how your opponents play. That way you can figure out how to exploit them. And also, it's sort of like getting a free coaching session, you know? And if you guys want to send in a poker hand, please feel free to send it in. I'm more than happy to take a look at anyone's hands. And that will be that for part 1. Be sure to check out part 2. This has been Jonathan Little for weeklypokerhand.com. Thanks for watching.